Jimmy, how does it feel to be an Irish League champion?
It's a bit surreal at the minute. I'm still just trying to take it all in, but I know I'll wake up in the morning in the coming weeks and realise what we've did as a team here today, or sorry, at Solitude today, and obviously here throughout the season. So I'm delighted, and hopefully we can kick on now next week.
Yeah, we're greedy at this club. We've won the league, but we're not going to settle for that, are we?
No, I think when you get the cup finals, you want to win them regardless. So we know next week will be a tough game with Coleraine, their good side, and fingers crossed that we can get the rubber green and get over the line again.
You're a local lad, so it kind of means something to you with your roots in this area, going back to childhood, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's no secret where I'm from. But as I say, no matter who I played for, I always wanted to win, and it was no different whenever I signed here. It took me a while to finally get over the line and win something. But now the for McGaffer's come in, we've won the County Antrim Shield, and we've won now to win the league. And the league's a marathon, not a sprint. And as I say, we'll get over the line today, and we're all delighted.
It was a tough game today. They were very good in the first half and made it really difficult first half for us, didn't they?
Yeah. The people would say, oh, it's over last week. We knew it wasn't over. It was drilled into us from Monday night, Tuesday night in training. It was drilled into us that this wasn't going to be any easy game. We turned up to the game knowing that Cliftonville was going to bring it to us, and they needed a point, I think, to finish with the home tie in Europe. I think that's what it was. We knew it was going to be tough, but when they went 1-0 up, you start thinking the worst. But and then the doubts creep in of can they get over the line? Can they get over the line when it really really matters? And I think today we proved yes, we can. We can get over the line. And as I said, I just hopefully now we can kick on the next week.
It's a hell of a run we've been on. Loads of winning games, unbeaten since the 3rd of January. We've come from nowhere, but we're deserved champions.
Yeah, league tables don't lie. Best team in the league wins, or the best team in the league always wins it. And that's no different this year with ourselves. I think if you beat your biggest rivals, you've always a chance of winning the league. And when both of you are going for it, and Glentoran, Crusaders, Cliftonville, they're all big games that we've played in, and we've. And we've won the majority of them this year, which is it's nice. But as I say, there's been a lot of games that was turning points. But I think down at Glenavon that day, when we're down to 9 men and we managed to get a point, I think that galvanised us. And then to beat Crusaders, the County Antrim Shield, when it really meant something, when it was really for something and it meant something, I think that was the turning point in the season.
Big games need big players, and second half today, when we needed someone to get us out of that situation, Andy Waterworth steps up with a superb hat-trick.
Yeah, played with Andy for 9 years now. I know what Andy's all about. He takes a lot of stick at times, but even when he's playing bad, he still works his socks off for the team. And he got his just reward today. His second goal was unbelievable, and then to have the confidence to think a penalty was brilliant.